We are going to continue the hour by talking about a big anniversary that's coming up this fall. The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP was founded 75 years ago in 1947. This year, they're celebrating their 75th anniversary. They're going to be doing it in October with a series of events, including a big gala on October 22nd. They're starting to get the word out about it now. NAACP75.com is the website if you want to go there and find out more. Anna Richards serves in 1,000 different roles in this community. She's a county commissioner in Orange County now, also serves with the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. She joins us here now in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Nice to see you again, Aaron.
Yeah, good to see you too. So before we get into the history of the chapter and what's coming up in October, thoughts about just the 75th anniversary?
Well, it's 75 years for the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP organizing. And one of the things that we recognize through our theme of Honor the Past, Build the Future, is that the past of the Black community in Chapel Hill precedes the founding of the NAACP. There was civic organizations. People have been active in civil rights and justice movement before that. 75 years ago, we just celebrated the Journey of Reconciliation, which happened in Chapel Hill in 1947 in the spring. And then the branch was organized in October of 1947. So it's kind of an interesting thread when you think about the servicemen returning from World War II. They had experienced things abroad that they were not able to experience when they came back home. So it was a very much a time of change and a time of people wanting more and people starting to push for more. So the NAACP, which was around 35 years old itself around that time, seemed like a logical national organization that people here could coalesce around, but certainly not the only or the first social justice organization in Chapel Hill.
But I mean, you mentioned the couple of years after World War II, and I hadn't even made that connection, but World War II is huge in this, right? Because what is it, the Double V movement, victory against oppression abroad, and then we come home and we're fighting oppression here
exactly.
too. So, yeah.
Exactly. And so that was a big part of it. And the other thing that I think is really interesting in this is that first meeting was held at Hargraves Community Center, which was then, depends on what you read. Some say the Colored Community Center, some say the Negro Community Center. But remember also that Hargraves, the land was donated. It was really local brick masons and stonemasons who did that work, which is still standing there today. And it was built largely with community funds. And then when the band couldn't stay on campus, that part of that arrangement was what they would work to complete Hargraves Center.
This is the B5 band, is that, am I
B1,
right about?
B1,
yeah, you're right,
band.
Yep.
And so there's such a rich history of the community, the Northside community, coming together to provide a place for people to gather, to socialize. And also, this is a place where people felt safe to come and organize. Rich history here in Chapel Hill.
I was going to ask about the timing of this chapter being founded in 1947, because you're right, the Journey of Reconciliation was just a few months earlier. Was this founding, to what extent was this in response to that? Do we know?
Well, you know, there's no documented
right.
evidence. We had a local historian and writer, Mike Ogle, who you may know, do the research for us. And so we couldn't find any documentation that said, but remember that in the Journey of Reconciliation, those freedom riders were attacked here. There was a Minister Jones here who stood up. So there was a lot of activity going on in Chapel Hill in 1947. So you know, I believe there are no coincidences. So you have to believe, even though it's not written down, that, well, A caused B, that there's definitely a relationship to what was going on in the community and people coming together and saying, this is something that we need to do.
Well, there was something in the air in 47, because you're celebrating 75 years in October. The League of Women Voters Chapel Hill chapter also founded 75 years ago, I think in September.
Yes.
So a lot was happening.
Yes, it was a period of change. And that connection to World War II, I think, you know, women had gone to fight also in World War II. Women were manning factories and filling in for the men who were at war. So this air of people wanting more and to be fully included in the in this process, I think, is something definitely in the air in 1947.
Speaking with Anna Richards, talking about the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, founded on October 23rd, I think, right, as the website says, founding day. So all through the month of October in particular, there are going to be events, and you can get information on all of it on the website, which is NAACP75.com, NAACP75.com. So go there and find out more. But what are some of the events that are going to be happening?
Well, we're excited. I was on October 8th, the first event is called Umoja Read-In, and that's going to be at the Chapel Hill Public Library starting at 4 in the afternoon. I think there are still a few slots for people to be able to pick out their favorite literature. Small, we're not going for whole books or essays, but and to come and share that, and there'll be some food and music, and it's just going to be a community gathering. There's no charge. We will be having later probably some sign-ups, just so we get an idea of, you know, how many people are going to be there. We want to still try to be safe, so we don't want to overcrowd the room. But we'll be at Chapel Hill Public Library, and that's, again, on October 8th at 4 p.m. Then the next Saturday on the 15th in the morning, probably around 9, can't really get a walk going too much before that.
Right.
Starting out at Lincoln Center, which was the old high school before integration, Lincoln High School, we'll be starting what we're going to call Freedom Journey. And that's going to take us from Lincoln Center, kind of snake through North Side, go by the murals. We'll have some people, I'll call them docents, out talking about the significance of some of the sites that we'll pass, and that will that journey will end at Hargraves. Then on the party day, October 22nd at the Sheraton, doors will open around 6:30. Program will start at 7. We're going to have a celebration. It's the Diamond Anniversary celebration. We will not be having a Freedom Fund dinner this year, so this gala will take the place of that. And we've got Phil Ford from UNC fame, who's going to be our celebrity host. And we also have Liquid Pleasure, the band that's been around for a long time, and people seem to really enjoy them.
They're great.
They'll be providing music for us and entertainment. And we'll have some special awards and recognition that night, and dinner and dancing. So it's really a party. It's not going to be your regular old chicken dinner banquet. So we'll have online tickets are available now. So go out and sign up and get your tickets. We are really excited about that. Then the last event is on the actual day, 75 years ago, October 23rd, 1947, but we'll be at Hargraves, 3 o'clock. And this is where we're really gonna look to the build the future part. So I don't have more to come on that, but we want to have a community conversation about what the future looks like. What do we need to do as a community to come together to get to a place where we can realize what we hope and dream, and everybody in the community can thrive? So more to come in terms of exactly what that conversation is going to look like, but it's really where we want to look to the future.
Again, NAACP75.com is the website. You can go there, find out more information about all of that. Again, tickets available now for the gala event, which is October 22nd. A lot of other great events in the month of October to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Speaking with Anna Richardson, we got to wrap up, but as we do, the one thing we haven't talked about is the in-between time between 1947 and today. So your thoughts about the last 75 years?
Well, we'll have a great article where that documented history is shared in this coming edition of Chapel Hill Magazine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the branch went through some tumultuous times. So in the early 50s, there was a lot of work trying to dismantle Jim Crow here locally. We all know about the Chapel Hill Nine and trying to integrate the schools. There was a lull there in the early 60s where the branch kind of went underground almost, and then folks came back together and revitalized the branch. So the history of the branch, there was a time there when people were not open about even being a member of the NAACP. They were concerned about repercussions for that. There was a time when people said that the branch had been infiltrated by communists during that Red Scare period. So then there was a real heyday, I think, legally. The branch took on some of the big cases with the housekeepers at UNC, with the police force at UNC. And so this battle for equality and justice is something that the branch has been involved in a number of different ways over that 75 years.
Again, NAACP75.com is the website. That is the site to get more information about the NAACP of Chapel Hill Carborough's 75th anniversary, celebrating 75 years of history and looking ahead to the future. Again, all of those events are coming up in October, including the gala on October 22nd. Anna Richards, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.